Hey guys, welcome back to the Don't Settle Squad podcast, episode 18, How to Make Your Plan for 2024. This episode covers how to structure an effective plan, an integral part of plans that most people overlook, and this is info coming from the Lifestyle Design University. So everyone knows what a plan is, but not many people know how to make effective ones. It's not just about the things you want to do, it's about the person you want to become. Arriving at some end point really is pointless if you don't know who you are and you don't like who you are at the end. So in this episode, I'll show you how to make an effective, well-rounded plan for 2024 so that you can finally start working towards a life true to you. We're going to split this episode into two parts. So first of all, we'll talk a bit about structure and the why behind structure and why we need it, because we're going to get the structure from the plan. And then the second part, we'll go into how to structure your plan for 2024, and I'll give you some insight into some of the planners that I use to plan out my years, quarter, months, and weeks. So getting into the structure, why do we need structure? I like writing out the why behind everything, because once you know the why behind it, you're much more likely to do it and actually use the planners. So structure equals stability. I love analogies too, they really help us to learn. So think of a building. Like, it's the structure of the building that gives it the stability. So that's how I thought of building the life true to me all those years ago. Like, am I going to try and build this life from a solid foundation or from an unstable one? And that's the two choices that we have. We can build a solid foundation, which you can then construct a skyscraper on top of, or build a shitty foundation that keeps crumbling every time you try to go past two stories. Okay, so same for a building, but same for our life as well. If we're trying to design the life true to ourselves, but we're not planning it, we've no structure, you'll get a little bit of progress, then fall back, a little bit of progress, fall back. There's no solid foundation there which is giving you stability to actually build the life that you want from. So that's the key takeaway, first of all, to understand, like, why do we actually need to plan these things? Because this structure, it's crucial for stability and creates the foundation for long-term results that we want. And a nice quote that I put in here in the membership is, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And you might have heard that one before. I actually heard that one from Roy Keane. I know it wasn't a quote from him, but that's the first time I heard it, reading probably his autobiography, that if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So that's just one that cuts through. Like, if you've no plan for your life and designed the one true to you, you're already planning to fail, and that's why you are failing. So, yeah, I always think the one that pops into my head from him, from that book, is like, at the World Cup, when he obviously left, but before that, just the lack of preparation was doing his head in. Because Roy Keane is obviously a person who wants the best preparation possible, because he knows if you fail to plan, you're planned to fail. So, like, he knew in ways that Ireland were planning to fail because the preparation just wasn't good enough. Like, he was giving examples of other teams with chicken and pasta and all this, and then the Irish dressing room was eating, like, cheese sandwiches or something, and he was just losing the plot. So I always think of that, like, when I think of the preparation, the structure, the planning, Roy Keane always pops into my head, because he's someone that he just wants the utmost best possible preparation, because he knows otherwise you're planning to fail. So moving on then to the actual plans for 2024 in the membership. So I have quarterly planners, monthly planners, and then weekly planners. So for today, because it'll go on for too long, we'll just talk about the quarterly planner, because that's even a start. Like, you can do a yearly plan as well if you want. Sometimes I do. Well, I do actually have a yearly plan, but the main one I print out on the sheets, the quarterly plan. Because, like, I got stuck in these traps before. A lot of people can as well. You set out this amazing year plan. Sure, 2 months in, like, it's going a totally different direction than you thought. So quarterly plans are a good place to start, because it's just 3 months, and then you can iterate and change on it from there, because a lot of the time you don't really know where you're going to end up by the end of the year. So even like 3 months, 90 days, good first plan, and then you can go into the monthly and the weekly ones. So on the quarterly planner here, obviously you can't see it. If you're on the email list, I've sent this quarterly planner out. So you're going to be listening to this episode on, this is going to be on the 1st actually, yeah, Monday, 1st of January, good time for the new plans. So the email just sent out 2 days ago, or 1 day ago, the planner is in there if you're on the email list. If you're not, email me or message me on Instagram and I'll send it on to you. So on the quarterly planner, as I said in the intro, a big part that people miss out on with all their plans is it's all about what you want to do, like goals, targets, but there's nothing in there about who you actually want to be And as I've said, don't know if you've had those moments, but I've hit lots of different goals for money for different things in the 9-to-5 route. But I wasn't who I wanted to be, so it was all pointless. I wasn't happy at all. So, like, you don't want to miss out on that. So that's why on the quarterly planner, the first two things are the values and then the vision. They're coming before the goals. So the values is who you want to be. The vision is what you want to do. They're two crucial things. So who do you want to be? And then what do you want to do? Because as I said, if you're just doing things you want to do, but you're not the person you want to be, I can guarantee you're not going to be enjoying life. So even on mine, on the values, I'll make a separate podcast on values. There's lots of detail here. But even if I read out a few of them, you'll see why I am the person I am, because these are my values and the person that I want to become and I have become over the years. So like integrity, courage, self-respect and honor, capability and potential, humility and wisdom, leadership, discipline, masculinity. And like there's a sentence to encapsulate each one of those as well. Because that's a crucial thing about values. The only thing I'll say about it, rather than getting too off topic, is that your values need verbs. If you don't have a verb beside your value, you won't know how to be that person. So for example, integrity. Cool. Like a lot of people like me get stuck in that loop, writing out loads of values, but how do you actually embody them? So that's what the verb is for. So I have on my sheet, integrity, brackets, live true to myself. Because that's how I embody integrity. When everyone else is doing all these other things, what do? Live true to myself. What's in my heart? What I really want to do? Cool. If I do that, I have integrity. Okay, so I've that done for all of my values. So I know exactly how to embody and be that person each quarter, each month, each week. And that lives to peace, you know, being the person that you want to be. Then on the vision, what you want to do, that's split up into two sections where we have the macro vision and then the micro day. So these are all bits like in the membership. There's so much stuff in there, Christ. But there's like a full section on values. There's a full section on vision. So once you go in and go through all that, these planners will make perfect sense. But quickly on the macro vision, this is like the high level vision that you have currently for your life. And then the micro day, you bring it down to the minutiae, to the actual day to day stuff. Because again, here's where lots of problems happen. This grand vision for your life. But what are you doing tomorrow? You know, like it's, how are you going to get there? So they don't align the macro vision and bring it down to the micro day. So that's what I've done here. So even if I read out a few, like in my macro vision, there's a few things around the values there. Like the main one actually I'm reading a planner here from Q4 of 2023. So I'm actually making this podcast on the 21st of December. I still haven't made my, you know, my yearly review and my plans for 2024. So one part of the macro vision I had for Q4 of 2023 was set up my life for future wife and kids. And to explain that without going into too much detail, like I've designed the life that I wanted. What is it now? 4 years I'm living, you know, true to myself, turn passion to career, doing whatever I want, financial freedom, location freedom. And it's been great. It's been amazing. I've done all, you know, I've traveled around Europe, solo trip for 3 months, traveled around Asia, solo trip for 3 months, and, you know, doing whatever I want to do with my days. And having done all of that, traveled everywhere I wanted to go, etc. Now at 31, the focus is coming off me. Like, I've ticked all the boxes, done all the stuff. And now I just want to set myself up for a life that's not all about me anymore. You know, future wife and kids, etc. And so that's things like I got my first car instead of keeping it in savings. You know, moved into double room. And just like getting health insurance, just set, you know, becoming more of an adult, you could say, like setting up stuff to put me in a good position that, I'm able to look after wife and kids. And like, even if that's 2, 3, 4, 10 years away, it's fine. If it never happens, it's fine. But that's the way I wanted my life to go. True to me is I want to set up and get a solid foundation now going forward. And then the micro day, that's when you actually put in the specific points, like up at 7 a.m., 4 to 6 hours of work before training. Then I train strength, cardio, martial arts. Then if I want to finish any work, I do. And I do like 6 to 10 hours total. And then I have a bit of study and learning. And then I have a bit of connection. So that's like my micro days, which fits into the macro vision. Again, there's all modules on all of these things. We'll leave it there without going on too long. But then on the quarterly planner, I also have morning routine and nighttime routine, which are crucial as well. If you really nail those, they help so much. So even on mine, morning routine, 7 a.m. wake, pint of water, brush teeth, fresh air and mobility, coffee and reflect, start work block number one. Nighttime routine, bed by 10:30, 10:45, read 10-15 minutes, review the day and plan tomorrow. Sorry, review the day and plan tomorrow is before I go up to bed. So you can see people miss out on that too, think it's all about the morning routine and creating a really long one. As you can see, mine is short, but also forgetting the nighttime routine. Like a good morning routine starts the night before and winding down properly. So once all of that's done, we have the values, the vision, the morning routine, nighttime routine. Now we're only going into the goals. So do you see how it's a lot different if you just wrote down goals? Like you're just missing the bigger picture. So had a couple of goals down there. Not going to go through them all. We'll kind of skip that. Look, I had my own kind of business goals around content and around like updating these programs, physical freedom, mental freedom, lifestyle design. And there's another section there for self-development goals too, like any other goals around education, personal and training. Because the main goal section is like business goals or career goals. And then besides that, you've education goals, personal goals and training goals. And that's all the other stuff outside of that. I think we'll leave it there. Like again, if you're on the email list, actually look at the planner, and it's gonna explain it more. And you can obviously print it off and start using it then. For the other ones, then like there's monthly planners and there's weekly planners. I would definitely use a weekly planner after the quarterly one, but we'll do that in another episode. If I go through it all now, we'll be here all day. But yeah, quarterly planner, like I'm saying, it doesn't have to be a full year one, but if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. You need something. Starting with a quarterly planner is a good way. Planning out what you want in the next 90 days, like who you want to be, what you want to do, the macro vision, the micro day, morning and nighttime routine. And then, three business or career goals or whatever area of your life it is. That's a good starting point without overloading it way too many things. And then the final note I had here, another quote that I loved on my own journey when like I did suffer a lot with perfectionism. So I did suffer a lot with perfectionism because I do want to do things perfectly, but that's just not reality. So I always loved the line of, you can't steer a stationary ship. You know, that's such wisdom there as well. You can't steer a stationary ship. So basically, if you want to fail at anything in life, try and be a perfectionist, because it's procrastination in disguise, really. That's what it is. That's why procrastination was popping into my head. So you can't steer a stationary ship. The only way to move forwards towards any goal that you want, get that ship out. That's the only way, because like navigating the sea, that's how you actually learn. Like another quote that fits in there is, what is it, like a calm sea never made a skilled sailor. I think that's the other one that kind of fits in there where, yeah, you have to get the boat out from the harbour. If you keep it in the harbour by procrastinating and perfectionism, you're never going to get anywhere. You have to get out there, and it's on the journey then you're going to start to learn how to navigate through the sea and start designing the life that you want. So that's just a nice one I always kind of remind myself of. If I'm ever getting stuck in perfectionism, you just need to start. You know, you can't steer that stationary ship. You need to get it out there. Then you can start steering it once you start making your plans and going forward from there. And as well, I thought a lot about, you know, what I'm going to do next year in different areas. And for the Lifestyle Design University, what I'm going to do is, I had it, like last year I had it where it's $14.99, so it's the lowest ticket option that I have. It's the cheapest option that I have in terms of a service. And you get full access to the membership site. So there's so much stuff in there. How to design the life true to you. It's broken up into three sections. We have the vision. Then we have the self-development and then levers to freedom. So it's the three areas that you need to design the life true to you. So I had that, $49.99, you've access to that. But then for the coaching, you pay extra for the coaching call once a month. But for the people that signed up in the first round, I said, look, I'm going to give them free coaching because, you know, I appreciate that. People that put their trust in me, like I don't take this lightly, like I'm very passionate about it. And I do understand, there's lots of options for different coaches or different routes and whatever. And when someone puts their trust in me, I appreciate it and I respect that and I will reward them for it. So the first group that entered in, I gave them a free coaching call once a month with it, and it was great, going really well with them and for me as well. Like it's really cool chatting to people live that would have followed me for years. We'll say like that was a few of them of like. Yeah, follow me for years, seeing the story, seeing how I went, you know, from the Facebook job, left that, created this, and how I'm living my life now. And yeah, just really great to just actually chat to people as well as coaching them, you know, to the life that they want. So long story short, what I'm actually going to do is I'm going to leave it at $49.99 the monthly membership. And the I'm going to leave that coaching call in there. I'm going to do that. Like, I'm not going to put any extra price on it. $49.99 a month. And the coaching call with me live once a month as well. Because I'm really enjoying it. And I'm just thinking, like, the physical freedom program, mental freedom program, they're a bit more higher ticket. Like, they're a bit the kind of higher ticket ones. But then I think, like, I did want a lower ticket option. And then I'm thinking, which one, like, how would I do that? Would I come up with, you know, some variation of the physical freedom or mental freedom one? Or would I do the lifestyle design? And I thought, the lifestyle design, because everyone has a life and everyone wants to work on the life true to them. So I'm thinking younger Mark, even if he was only 15, 16, 17, 18, he may not have much money. He has €50. You know, so I think this is the best one, the entry point to it all, really, is starting to learn, like, how do I actually start designing the life that I want and not the one that others expect of me, which is, it's the number one regret of humanity. So I want to start steering people away from that. So yeah, this is the cheapest version of coaching that you're ever going to get from me. You can join the call with the guys that are already there. So it's once a month, we have the live coaching call, and then all the stuff you're learning from the membership site, that's what we discuss on the call. So obviously we have a bit of crack and stuff as well. And as I said, great to meet everyone. I'd be really excited to meet a few other people as well if you're, you know, following me for a while. So you can jump on the calls then each month, and I'll iron through any issues that you have then, because you've all the information there. But like that's why coaching exists. Like, first of all, it's an information problem. Like, you want to design the life true to yourself, but you don't have the right information on how to do it. Cool, you've that in the membership. But once you have the information, what's the next issue? Implementation. Like, just having the info doesn't mean you can implement it. Like, someone could just give me all the information now on how to build a rocket that flies to space. Am I going to build it? Like, no, I would, you know, so I would have to have someone to coach me on how to do that. So it's the same thing here, which is why the free calls are in there once a month. And that's where, like, I've gone through it myself, coached loads of people through it. I'll help to get rid of the bottlenecks for you and make the little plans for each month on what you need to focus on. So yeah, so join us in the Lifestyle Design University. If you're ready to start designing the life true to you this year, make it the year. Like, you know, $49.99, I mean, it's a fucking few pints or whatever, you know, with the price of things these days. This is the most important thing. Start avoiding the number one regret of humanity. And yeah, some of the reviews are coming in as well. I'll read out a few snippets from Frank's review, who's been in the membership since it launched last year. So, oh yeah, so we'll start with, what was the fuck it moment where he decided to sign up? And he said he was on placement, had a shy day. I've been reading and following Mark for years. No time like the present. I could settle listening to Tools at Work or try to learn from those in the place I'd like to get myself to in a few years. There you go. Follow the results over all the other stuff. So then how did it help him? He said, it helped my mental framework and align my vision. I have a better understanding of what I want in the next couple of years. I've broken down my macro and micro goals that lead me towards getting to my North Star goal. The content is first class and I enjoy going back and reading it. Every time I read a passage, I have another that's gold moment. I've thoroughly enjoyed working with Mark. He's went above and beyond for me so far, answers any of my questions, and has went over time allocated on the calls. I look forward to keep working with him in the future and see my goals come to fruition over the next number of years. What else here? Yeah, enjoyed the crack on the calls, meeting other like-minded individuals. Mark has a very good way with him and he supported me throughout. And then Mark has invested so much in himself. I've been watching his progress since 2018 or so, seeing how much he's improved and set up the life that he loves. It makes sense to take a few nuggets of wisdom from the man himself. He practices what he preaches. From the amount I spend, I get much more value in return. To top it off, he's an absolute gentleman. So that's Frank the Tank, legend himself. That, you know, that's, it's mad. Like, that was just like the example I gave him at the start, that chatting to people that have followed me for like 4 or 5 years and I don't know who they are or whatever, and then, or no, sorry, I would have chatted a bit to Frank, but then, yeah, chatting on the life calls was good crack and catching up, and now it's inspiring to see him on the path as well. So everyone will have their own path, but Frank's has been going away from like the finance path that he was on to actually becoming a physio and coach as well himself, which that's what it's all about. He's not going to have that regret on his deathbed now that he felt in his heart. He knew the finance wasn't for him, and now he's designed the life true to himself. And important to say here as well before we finish that, designing the life true to yourself doesn't mean leaving the 9-to-5 or anything like that. There's other people in the membership who are in 9-to-5s and they're building the life true to themselves around that. So they, you know, like the job, want to stay in the job, but they're improving all the other parts of their life around it. So yeah, that's why I say design the life true to you. It's not what I've done or what Frank wants to do or what someone else wants to do. It's what you want to do. And this is how you figure it out, by by going into the membership and seeing all the modules on the vision, and start to build your own one. So yeah, geez, that was all a bit of a blur. I get passionate when I start getting into it and probably talk faster than I should. But yeah, that's it. So to wrap it up then, the relevant free resources. If you're new to this, 3 Steps to Designing the Life You Want, go and read that article. And there's a YouTube video there as well. So there's like a 20-minute YouTube video there explaining all about lifestyle design and yeah, the 3 steps that we go through in the membership. And then in the 3 ways that I can help you, Physical Freedom One-to-One Coaching Program, that's about overcoming chronic pain and injury, reaching your athletic potential. The Mental Freedom Course, that's all about cultivating deeper self-awareness, learning how to skillfully navigate your own mind. And the Lifestyle Design University, that's about avoiding the biggest regret of humanity and designing the life true to you, which is what we've gone through today. And then in terms of your following or contact, it's Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, and email. If you do want to get in contact, DM on Instagram or email, best way to get me. So yeah, hope you had a great Christmas and best of luck with the new year ahead. And like Mr. Roy Keane says, if you fail to plan, you're planning to fail. So, you know, don't settle. Make this year the best one yet. Talk to you next week.